Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy with Customer Care. I was returning your call.
Yeah, can you tell me what this is, what company this is?
Well, you've reached customer service for over 200 products that are ordered online. I can check and see if we have you in our system. One moment,
please,
if you don't mind. I just need to sign into my link. One moment, please, if you don't mind. And thanks for holding. And what is your first and last name, please?
Joanne, Joanne, Warlikowski.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, and you said that your last name is spelled again, Warlikowski?
Yes.
Okay, wasn't able to locate an account. One moment.
Okay, because I was charged $68 today.
Spell the last name again for me, please. I'm sorry.
W, A is an apple, R, L, I, K, O-W-S-K-I.
Okay, yes, that's what I have. I just wanted to make sure. Your first name is Joanne.
Will my email address help? Or?
Yes, that might help. Hold on for one moment. Okay, what's your email address, please?
Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, W-S-K-I. @gmail.com.
Thank you. No, nothing in the system. Hold on for one moment. Okay, so I checked with your email address, your first and last name. What about your zip code?
14063.
Thank you. One moment. And could the account perhaps be in another name?
The only other name it would be in would be Raymond Warlikowski, same last name.
Okay, and then when I couldn't find the account under Joanne, your last name, I just put in your last name and nothing came up. One moment.
That's it. No, we're the only two in this house, and the only two on that checking account.
Okay, the last resort would be the credit card information. Can I have the first 6 digits of the card number that was billed and the last 4 digits?
514230, and then the last 4 would be 5660.
Thank you. Okay, I have 514230, and then the last 4 digits 5660. No, nothing came up in the system.
Well, I was charged today.
Let's see.
They have over 200 companies. They can't even tell me what company. But they can't find us. But yet they charged us.
And how much were you billed?
Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Exactly. $68.89. It says Super Extended Electron E.
Okay, and I'm looking at the directory of some of the products that we carry, and $68.89 is not a charge of ours. The most we have is $67.32, but not $68.89. And how did you get this phone number?
It's on my bank statement, 243975.
Okay, I'm so sorry. The last resort.
I mean, you can tell me it's not a charge, but it's a charge. And I don't know what your highest charge is.
You have the wrong number. I'm sorry.
What do you mean I have the wrong number?
Because I wasn't able to locate the account.
I don't have the wrong number. It's on my bank statement. 866-204-3975. And you called me back. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay,
you called
yes.
me back.
I called you back because
you must have
called and asked for a callback instead of holding.
Yes.
And when I tried to locate the account, I wasn't able to find an account in the system.
But I don't have
the
wrong number. I have the number that's on my bank statement.
I wasn't able to find you in the system. And in our directory, we don't have a charge for $68.89.
Well, maybe with tax, it is $68.89.
We don't charge tax.
Ma'am, look, I called 866-204-3975. I asked for a callback after holding on for an hour.
That number is not even in our system. We have 855 number.
Ma'am, I dialed 866. You know what? I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to call the bank, and I'm going to file a federal fraud charge.